Harold Luke was born in Nenana, Alaska, and raised in a series of children's homes in Fairbanks and by foster parents. When he grew up, he traveled extensively in the lower 48 before returning to Alaska, where he got reacquainted to Linda, the woman who became his wife. By that time, Harold was almost totally blind, but that did not stop him from running a business. Linda says Harold is so independent, she doesn't think about his handicap, and that can be a problem.
You were really looked down upon if you didn't take care of somebody who was blind. You know, there's people in the villages that were blind. There's people that we have relatives in Mentor that were blind. And the elders and people were always getting after me to take care of him. And he's very independent. And I says, that was the only problem I really had, was everybody else telling me to take care of him when he was taking care of his own self. And they thought, why am I letting him roam off over there by himself? Why is she letting him go in the bank by himself? You know, he's good at taking care of his money. He knows exactly where everything is at. He knows exactly what he can do and can't do and how long it's going to take to do this or to get that. He's just phenomenal. It's very impressive.
A lot of times I have to do things just slightly differently. For instance, I'm just not going to walk in the house with a box like a lot of people would. See over the box or around that box and see where they're going. So what I would have to do if I walk in with a box, and just to be on the safe side, I'd have to walk backwards. Slowly, use my elbow to feel a wall and kind of follow along with that. Because that way, if I'm running into something, I have a better chance of stopping and not falling down.
To this day, sometimes I forget that he can't see still. Sometimes I'll ask him, well, how does this look? And he'll say, looks good to me.
Harold and Linda Luke's story is part of the StoryCorps Alaska project. It, along with others, will be archived at the American Folklife Center in the Library of Congress.